I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee hearing back to order. The time is 11:30 a.m. The next witness is Mike McGuire.
Pardon me. Hello, Mr. McGuire. Can you please state your legal name, full legal name?
Charles Mike McGuire.
Charles Mike, okay, great. Thank you for raising your right hand. Do you swear that the testimony you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. You may have a seat.
Good morning, Mr. McGuire. What is, what's your current position right now with the casino?
Marketing Director.
Okay, how long have you held your position?
I think just a little over a year.
Little over a year, okay. Who's your direct supervisor?
Kimberly Pearson.
Okay, and are you responsible for the Player Development Department or the function?
Yes.
Okay. Can you educate us a little bit? Can you explain what qualifies a person to be considered a VIP?
There's a couple of factors we look at. It's the amount of money that they play with us will qualify them for different levels within the club.
That's the only?
Yes, I mean, we have several categories. There could be a new member who's just come on board, who's starting to play well, but they're not at the highest level yet, and they would be considered a VIP because of the rate of play that they're doing.
So it's about the amount of money that they use in a casino?
Yes.
And do you approve or authorize the amount spent on the VIPs?
Yes, the budget, I do. I have the budgetary.
Okay.
Responsibility.
All right. And to further educate us a little bit, could you explain what a comp would be at our casinos?
Yes, a comp would be a situation where a guest has either had an experience that was handled wrongly and you want to make it up to them, you comp them a meal, say. So the guest service, a guest recovery, it could be a comp.
Okay. So could you explain then how the Player Development Department works in relation to the decisions on those comps?
Yes, there's a, we have a system in place where the comps have to have, approvals at a certain levels, and they have to be approved by the Assistant Player Development Manager. So we look at their rate of play, we look at the frequency, we look at several factors, determine what the situation is, and evaluate it.
Okay. And how do you document those comps?
They're recorded. We have a record we keep when we issue a comp. It's within the system.
Okay. And so are there any events that are reserved for the VIPs?
Yes, there are. We have events throughout the year for VIPs.
Can you give some examples?
Well, we'd have a gift event where we would identify the top players at a certain time period and ask them to come in and receive a gift as a form of reinvestment.
Any other examples?
Thank you. No, I mean, I can't think right now.
Okay, that's okay. We can circle back. How many casino hosts are in your department?
I think we have a total of 13 right now across all 7 properties.
13, okay. Are the employees and the board members, as well as their families, maybe offered free tickets to certain events?
Board members and families, I'm not aware of that. We do have a program where we offer the GM directors Skyline tickets for the events that go through the Tulsa Casino.
Can you explain how that process works?
Yes, we send out an email to the GMs prior to these events and let them know what's upcoming, and they respond back to us with their request if they want to attend or not.
Okay, and is that for the events at the casino?
Yes.
Okay. And who is allowed, you know, maybe, well, let me ask you this. Do you have a policy in place a complementary policy in place right now?
I don't think there's a policy per se on that, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, how many of these types of employee and board member comps are documented, and what departments charge for that expense?
When the GMs email back and say they want to attend an event, we will set up tickets for them, and we have a Excel sheet which we track all of those requests.
Okay, and is that their comp report?
No, that's different. This is just the tickets that we would use for the Skyline. The comp report is a different report.
So what would you call the free tickets? What do you call that if it's not a comp?
It's just a concert ticket. I guess it could be considered a comp of sorts, but not the standard casino comp that we would use with players.
Okay. So it's treated separately?
Yes.
So when you comp, I don't know what to call that then. So say within the casino and the executives, do they get to access free food and beverage?
Not to my knowledge. It's just the ticket to the event.
Okay. Is it customary for the executive team to host our VIPs?
Yes.
Okay. And can you give us some examples on what that would look like, or maybe what type of an event and how often?
You know, I cannot. I mean, the executive team operates separately, and I'm not aware of all their activities.
Okay, so could you explain the difference between the executives hosting VIPs rather than the player development?
Typically, the player development's going to be, again, it's going to be like a food comp or maybe a hotel room stay, maybe a free play to recover guest service issues.
Okay, are those... So I guess I don't understand why your player development wouldn't be hosting the VIPs rather than the executives hosting.
Well, they would. They would do the majority of them, but it's not to say that an executive couldn't also be involved with a VIP from time to time.
Okay, so my final question then is, as the marketing director, have you ever taken anybody golfing as a VIP?
I have not. Okay.
Congressman Keene?
Thanks, Mike. So is it accurate to say sometimes the executive would have VIP dinners, but marketing, that would not go through marketing, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I just wanted to get that clear. Thank you.
Committee, any other questions for Mr. McGuire? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Hello again. I want to circle back to the comment about the separate reports concerning the comps for our VIPs and then the tickets. Are there actual headings on the reports?
The ticket report that we spoke of in the Excel sheet is just what we call Skyline tickets, and they're by date, by event, and how many tickets were issued based on how many GM directors asked for them. The comp report on the other side for the player is a system report that's generated, and it's based on input that we put in based on hitting all the different levels of play.
Okay, when a GM asks for, you send the email saying we have some extra tickets to Skyline, which
right.
is our event center at our casino in Tulsa.
Correct.
When the GM asks, oh yeah, I'd like to have some of those tickets, is the GM required to report back who they gave the free tickets to?
No, they are not.
And is there a limit that they can request?
Generally, it's two tickets, and we would put them in will call, and they would pick them up night of the show.
Per employee or per GM?
Yes.
And it's just to the general managers of the casinos?
It's just the general managers and the directors are offered tickets.
And the directors?
Yes.
Any director?
A director of the casino, yes.
Okay. And so how about the executive team?
They can get tickets as well.
Are they limited to the amount of tickets they can get?
Typically not.
Have you ever felt compelled to report a possible policy violation but never acted on it?
No, I've not.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes, thank you. Mr. McGuire, we talked about gift events, dinners, and rooms for comps for players. Is there ever a time when the players, the VIP players, I don't know what to call them for sure, but VIP players would have been gifted a golf or the BOK Center?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, I think I have another question, Chair. So the BOK Center, since it's coming from marketing, and can you tell us the reason for the BOK Center then? Why do we have a box at the BOK?
We have the box at the BOK, the suite actually at the BOK Center, for guest relations and for employee relations and for community relations.
Okay, but you just said that usually the guest relations don't use the BOK Center.
No, the guest relations, like the VIPs, can get tickets to go to the BOK.
Okay, so they can.
They can.
Okay.
We get tickets and we manage that, and we give players an opportunity to see the different concerts.
Okay.
Great, thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Any other questions, Congressman Keene?
So let's say there's an event at the BOK. Under existing policy, could the executive say, give me 15 tickets? And you guys would they be able to get those?
Yes, they would.
Thank you.
So I do want to circle back real quick. You said there's not a policy, or there is a policy?
I'm not aware of a policy like the other policies we have for credit cards and stuff like that. I know there's a procedure we go through, maybe more informally than the other policies.
So there's not a complimentary policy?
Not that I'm aware of.
So what policies do you follow in your department?
The country club, the credit card, the attendance policies.
Okay. Congresswoman Stabler?
I asked about the country club a while ago. So what is, since it's coming out of marketing, what is the use of the country club for marketing?
The country club for marketing is to engage with a variety of communities and key business people to help grow the Osage Casino business.
Is it limited to just the executives or anyone else?
I'm not aware who all had a card at the time. I did have a country club membership.
Okay.
Mr. McGuire, so if it's part of your job as the director over player development, you say you don't take VIPs golfing?
Correct.
But the executive team does?
They could. I'm not aware of how they use their memberships.
Okay, so in your current position, then really you're just ensuring or offering to our VIPs complimentary gifts?
Yes.
Does that include free hotel stay?
Yes, it could.
It could.
Yes, so they've earned those reinvestments, yes.
Based off of their play?
Correct.
Okay. And so how do you track that?
It's tracked within the system. Again, we have reports that kick out that show who got comps, what their play was, etc.
Okay. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I'm going to circle back to the BOK tickets, not the Skyline Event Center. So the BOK tickets are purchased for events that are going to occur at the BOK, and the suite that we have there, it can also be utilized by VIPs.
Correct.
And our executive team can utilize that at any time also?
Correct.
And is there a policy concerning any of the way that comes about as far as, and the reason I'm asking is, so we invest in tickets at the BOK, and we're trying to, of course, utilize them, I would assume, for our VIPs
Mainly, I would assume that that's where the majority of our BOK tickets might go, or to some community relation type of individuals that could help the Osage Casino. Do you happen to know if there is a report or any tracking of the return on investment based on the BOK suite and all the tickets that we purchase?
I'm not aware of a report that could track the ROI on that investment.
Are you aware if we utilize the BOK tickets in the suite the majority of the time for VIPs? And
pardon, say it again.
Do you happen to know if we utilize our BOK suite and the BOK tickets that we purchase and give out, if the majority of the time it is giving to non-casino employees, i.e. VIPs?
Yes, the majority of the tickets at the BOK go to the VIPs.
But you don't track how many go to the VIPs?
Yes, we do. We track when we give those tickets out. And the people...
Okay. Thank you.
Congressman Hamilton?
You've been marketing director for a year, correct?
Correct.
Who was the previous marketing director?
Jennifer Bighorse.
Are you staying in line with... Was there any changes made to that position? Still doing the same thing she did in her previous...
I still have the same job description, yes.
Congressman Keene.
Just to reiterate, is it accurate to say, so I think there's some confusion here. So at the BOK, the VIP, you had a number for those. But like I said, an executive could say, give me 15 tickets. You guys didn't track those. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So they could, and we know how it is in, you know, VIP suites. They're not, they could just give, you know, if I want 15, I'll give 12 to my friends. We'll just come in there and, you know, watch sports and whatever. But, yeah, I just wanted to make that clear. Thank you.
Mr. McGuire, so are you in charge of who receives the BOK tickets?
I am today.
Just today?
Well, as director of marketing, yes, I'm involved.
Okay. So you're in charge of who receives the BOK tickets, and you're also in charge of who receives the concert tickets at our event center?
Correct.
Okay. And are those charged to your credit card?
They're not a credit card. Well, the Skyline is not. The Skyline would be a comp, so that's not a chargeback. The BOK tickets are being charged to my credit card now. In the past, they were not.
And when did that begin?
I think they just moved the card over a couple of months ago because it was an automatic charge.
Automatic charge.
Well, when the tickets are purchased, they're automatically charged to the card that was in place at the time of the purchase.
Okay, so is it fair to say we have a BOK account?
Yes.
So we have a BOK account, and then you reach out and say, I need this many tickets for this specific event?
Correct.
Okay, and it's charged to your credit card, and is that held within your budget?
Yes.
Okay. And that just changed a couple of months ago?
Correct.
Okay, and what do you know why?
Because it was needs to be under marketing, some marketing expense, player development. In the past, it was handled in another group.
What other group?
I don't know. I don't know where it was expensed. I don't know who was paying for it. I was not.
Okay. So, yes, kind of back to Congresswoman Lemon's question, you know, if you're utilizing these tickets for our VIPs, there should be some kind of type of return on investment if you're giving them free tickets, but you say it's based off of the amount of money that they play.
Correct.
Okay.
So the people who get those tickets are high worth players.
So to further educate, you want to talk a little bit about your players development and the different levels of credit or the different levels of player cards and what that looks like?
We have four basic categories for players. We have several different levels within the club. So the entry level, and it builds all the way to the top level, and those are crystal, emerald, sapphire, and ruby, just as club levels. And it's all based on their play, their worth to us as a customer.
Okay. All right, thank you. Any other questions, committee, for Mr. McGuire? Okay. Mr. McGuire, just thank you for your testimony. And
thank you.
If you could just stay in the building until you're released, appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Does anybody have any further questions for the witnesses that we've seen this morning? Congressman Tillman, you'd like to see?
Cheryl Decker.
Cheryl Decker, okay. Cheryl, could you come back up, please? Mrs. Decker.
Thank you, Ms. Decker, for your patience. Just a few things I wanted to go back over with that weren't clear to me, and it goes back to the July 2021 trip to Las Vegas. And I think it was reported in one of the Osage News articles that you've identified who was on the private plane, but the chief flew out there Southwest, I believe, is what that was. Is that correct?
I believe, yes.
Do you make those flight arrangements?
Same procedure.
Okay.
Do a travel auth and send it to our accounting to do it, yes.
Okay, so did you confirm a travel recap on that particular trip that went back to accounting?
Yes.
You did, okay, good. Then I want to jump over to the, help me out, Congressman Hamilton, the Breeza. The meal, totaling $1,491.99. 5 guests are reported to have attended per the receipt. 5 of you traveled out there. Were you at that dinner?
I can't recall, no.
You can't recall?
I don't know which receipt you're talking about. Or
it would be ONGC report 0475. We had it pulled up just a little bit. And ONGC report 0495. 475 and 495.
I've never seen that receipt, so I can't testify to that.
Okay, yep. You may not have seen the receipt, but it just kind of connects to me. There were 5 people that traveled out there. Okay. And there was 5 people in attendance at this dinner. It's a very exclusive, very nice restaurant in Vegas. You don't remember being there.
Okay, I traveled with 4 people, so who's your 5th person?
Traveled with 4, probably be the chief.
Okay, well, I still can't recall who was at that. I don't know. I can't tell
that was me. Were you at that dinner?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
And you could, okay. Let's go back to the banana bag. That is the procedure at the Wynn Spa. You participated in one of the banana bag treatments or procedures.
I don't know what a banana bag is, but I was at Wynn.
Nutri-Drip.
Okay, yes.
You took a Nutri-Drip.
I had a medical treatment that I'm not comfortable talking with you about, but if you're asking me if that receipt has my name on it, yes.
Okay. Were you aware that Toradol is a prescription strength pain reliever?
That's pretty private. That's medical.
I believe it's listed on the receipt as well.
I believe Eli Potts did research to ask what that medical treatment was.
I don't know who did that. I just saw that
it was in his press release,
on
sir.
The receipt. Do you feel, and did you feel at the time it was appropriate for Osage Casinos to cover the cost of the Nutri-Drip?
I did not know they covered it.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. Okay, committee, any other questions for any other witnesses this morning?
Just want to say thank you.
Would the committee be okay if we release the witnesses that we've had this morning, or do you want them to stay throughout the day?
Let's release them.
I'm okay.
Release. Okay. Thank you to the witnesses this morning. I do want to state that we did try to subpoena Jennifer Big Horse and Byron Big Horse, who were listed on the agenda, and that was unsuccessful. And then we also sent an invite, but we didn't get a response. So we are done with the witnesses for this morning, and we'll recess, if that's okay, until 1 o'clock for the afternoon. So I'll entertain a motion to recess until 1 p.m. So
moved. Second.
Okay. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Thank you.